Hi, I'm Cameron.
And I'm Emily.
I've never read Twilight before.
And I've read the books too many times to count. But now we're reading them together.
Welcome to Unbitten, a journey through the Twilight Saga.
Welcome to 2024.
It sure is a new year.
It sure is. New year, same me.
Yeah, I was going to say, new year, I'm the exact same. If anything, I'm worse. I was literally just telling Em about how I'm grinding in Overwatch right now.
Yeah, she's worse. So, she can't
I'm
be
worse.
Saved.
I'm definitely worse. At least, well, I'm self-aware.
We're always going to break for the holidays, but we had a slightly longer unintended break because I got COVID and rip.
Yeah, big L. Now. I'm glad you feel better, though.
Yeah, me too. I feel alive. I feel good.
Did it do you dirty, or was it like middling, or?
It was upsetting for the first few days. Like, I just was like, I couldn't do anything.
You were so tired.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything. I tried to get up for like an hour. It was the day that I tested positive, but I'd been sick for like 2.5 days before that. And I was like, well, like, I can't do anything. I'm just going to sit at my computer and, like, play a video game. And then an hour later, I was, like, shaky. I was like, I need to go lie down. I can't. So That was mostly me for the entire week because I just really couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah, that's the worst kind of sick, is when, like, you're so sick that you can't even do anything else. Because the good thing about being sick is that you get to do, like, your recreational things or, like, you know, you get to read a book, you get to watch TV, you get to do XYZ other things. But, like, if you're so tired that you can't even sit up at your desk for more than an hour, like, that sucks.
And, like, an hour was pushing it. Like, I knew, like, 20 minutes in, I was like, oh, I'm already getting tired. And I'm like, but I want to play Baldur's Gate. so I was like, bedbound for a week. About 3 days into being bedbound, I remembered that I can do Steam remote play. So I set that up on my laptop. And so I had my desktop computer running the games, but it just streamed directly to my laptop. So, like, I didn't need, like, a gaming laptop to enjoy everything because I just played
it in bed.
That's
so nice. So you still got to play Baldur's Gate.
I did play Baldur's Gate. Yes. I played it probably 6 hours a day, every day, until I was better again and I finished the game.
That's crazy. Hey, I'm proud of you. Good job.
Yeah. And I was still tired even after. I was, like, negative. I was like, yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. It happens.
It was crazy.
It takes a lot out of you. Clearly, like, you just needed to rest. And if you had tried to keep pushing it only would have gotten worse. So I'm glad you rested.
Yeah, 100%.
Glad you got to still play your video games.
Advice to everyone. Just fucking sleep. Just fucking sleep it off.
Yeah.
So
did Liv sleep in the other room?
Yeah, they slept in the living room as soon as I tested positive.
Mm-hmm. Did they get sick?
Nope, not at all.
Nice. That's a good success. Both of you guys have gotten it and the other one hasn't.
I know, it's true. Because, like, we basically both could have been sick with COVID twice this year, but we each only got it once. So
that proud of you guys.
Very lucky, because it feels like the odds are not in our favor, because we do sleep in the same bed every night.
Yeah. And share everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I don't know. We got lucky. So Liv still flew down to see their family and was completely healthy the whole time. So
great.
That was great.
Yay. I hope everyone's holidays were good. I hope everyone's New Year was fun.
Yeah, me
too. I visited my family for Christmas. I visited friends in Boston for New Year's. That was awesome.
That's so good.
We saw the fireworks at the harbor, and that was really good.
Oh, my God.
Right at midnight, which is totally like a bucket list thing.
Fun.
We went to a Super Mario Bros. Themed New Year's Eve party before at a bar, at like a brewery.
Please tell me that you were Toad.
No. Oh, my God. No, we went really last minute, so we didn't dress up. I know, but I was channeling Toad.
I'm sure, as you do every day.
Absolutely. As I do every day. It's just like a normal thing. But we went. There were a lot of people dressed in costume. It was great. My favorite part was just like seeing everyone dressed up all and playing like Mario Kart and stuff as their characters that they were dressed up as. It was great. they had Double Dash, they had like N64 stuff, they had like the Wii, and then they had a bunch of themed cocktails too, and that was really fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we did that. We went to a dog bar, which is where they have like a dog park in the bar. So it's a 360 bar, and half of it is a dog park. And you can get drinks and sit at the bar on the side of where all the dogs are running around. And you can bring your dog.
Aww.
And everyone's just having fun. And then there's the other side of it where you can get food, because obviously you can't have food in the same place as animals.
Yeah.
It's just against health code.
Yeah.
But so they sort of made it work by having one side be just drinks and the dogs get to hang out. And then the other side is drinks and food and no dogs.
Wow, that's so cool.
It was great. And then we Ubered to the harbor and saw the fireworks. And then we stayed up super late playing Overcooked. It was awesome.
I love this. I wish I was there. That sounds
awesome.
Dude,
I wish you were there. It was great.
My New Year was we ordered food and we watched a movie.
Did you stay up till midnight?
We did, yeah.
Yay. You're not that old yet.
No,
you're
no.
Just like, it's like 10:30. I'm going to go to bed.
No. Yeah. We held hands.
I'm proud of you guys. Good job.
Thanks.
Something I've never done before. All right. Well, let's talk about this book.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Jumping right to the end, it ended on the best cliffhanger in the world.
Yeah, you think so?
It was hilarious. Oh, my God. We'll get to it. But so we read chapters 21 and 22 of Breaking Dawn.
Yeah.
It was great. I had fun.
I love these two chapters just because, I don't know.
It's just lore.
It's lore. It's the first instance of, like, what's a vampire like? Like, for once, we're in the vampire mindset.
I'm always in a vampire mindset.
Well, yeah. I'm always like damn, why can I bite someone and get their blood? Like,
Right.
Help me out here. But I think my only ever disappointment is, and I do have a disappointment, is that in this first hunt, as the chapter is called, so creative, I do always wish that she was more out of control, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be just very fun and exciting to see, but instead she's just like, you know, Miss Perfect.
Not like other girl
vampires. And I'm like, all right, it's fine.
I have multiple complaints about these chapters, but they're also really fun. So we start with her on the second floor and Edward's like, jump down, it's so easy. And she's like, what the fuck? But she's like, okay, and Alice, this is my first complaint, Alice put her in this fucking ridiculous dress with stilettos. She put her in this like tightly fitted ice blue silk dress.
Yeah.
With
not
stilettos.
A stretch silk, a silk.
A silk, not stretch. It is ridiculous. And Bella says something that is so true, which is, what did she think I would need it for? Was there a cocktail party later? Like, on God, like, why do you need a dress right now?
Yeah, like, I get that Bella was, like, nasty after her trauma of giving birth, emergency C-section, vampire transformation moment. And she needed a change of clothes, but this is so extra.
Yeah, put her in a khaki skirt.
We all know Edward can't resist anyway.
Yeah, he can't resist a long sleeve blue blouse and a khaki skirt.
Like, if she wanted Bella to look super, like, at her best, irresistible to Edward when she's a vampire, we know the outfit choice.
Yeah, we already know.
It was a loss.
And Edward doesn't care what Bella wears, also.
It's true. He doesn't. Yeah, she's like afraid to jump out the window because she doesn't want Emmett to make fun of her.
Which is just the instant big brother, like, making fun of you sort of vibe is perfectly there. He's already laughing at her.
Yeah.
Which is so great.
I mean, it is fucking weird. Like, there's such a weird social pressure embarrassment of like, oh no, I'm the newest one in the club. What if I do something stupid?
And it's also like, she's canonically really clumsy. So she's like, what if I'm the first ever clumsy vampire?
I wish.
But of course, because she's not like other girls, she turns it around and is extremely graceful, even for a vampire.
Yep. She lands perfectly her little silver heels or whatever. And then she chucks them back into the house.
So good. So good.
Yeah, that was a good choice. So now she's just walking around with the dogs out.
Yeah, fine with me.
You know, vampires just like to do that.
Yeah, walk around with the dogs out. I know Victoria loved doing that.
Yeah. Which
wrote to a real one.
Which I will say, someone put a comment about that on our last episode in responses. Yes. I will say it now because it's, it made me laugh. It is from Gwen here. First thing, Victoria's feet in the first movie are not actually the actress's real feet. It's like a foot shoe.
What?
Like, it's like a foot mold shoe thing.
You're telling me I got fake dogs?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
What's wrong with the world nowadays, huh? Can't even get the real toes out.
Why can't we? Well, she'd probably have to charge extra, and it was a low-budget film.
That's true. It was an indie film at the time.
At the time.
You know what? You make a good point.
Yeah. All right. I understand.
I would pay extra for her dogs.
Can we get a crowdfund to get Victoria's real dogs out?
Yeah, crowdfund to get the footage of the real feet in the movie. Thank you.
That's so funny to me. A foot shoe.
It's like, why would you go to the extent to get a foot shoe unless you're literally a hobbit? I understand why they had foot shoes.
Yeah, they had to have a real foot costume.
They had to have foot shoes. But, if you are not, what's his face? Proud feet. Then why the fuck do you need foot shoes?
We have feet. We were born with them. Just put your foot in some mud. It's fine.
Put your foot in some mud and put it on the big screen. I'll bring my binoculars. It'll be fine.
I'll bring my little my little theater glasses. You know, the...
Oh, stop. Yeah. Make them 3D.
Yeah.
Put on my 3D glasses only for that scene.
Yeah, exactly.
The feet, jump out at, the needle in the beginning of Coraline.
Specifically, I'll bring the, shitty cardboard ones that are the red and the blue and not the, fancy new glasses. No.
Right. Not the ones that you're supposed to return. The shitty cardboard ones that would come with the Blu-ray version.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for understanding my culture.
What culture is this? Weird little freak behavior?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. My culture is weird little freak behavior. It's not wrong.
No, I know. I understand where you're coming from.
Thank you. Because you're a weird little freak, too.
Yep. Same culture.
Yep.
Twins.
So they decide to... Yeah. Yeah. Cultured in the same way as all white people are.
Like bacteria in a jar.
Scientist joke.
Haha. Bacteria cultures.
I'm sure some people laughed out loud at that. If you laughed out loud at that, I think you're lame. And I stand by it.
That's fair.
Thank you.
So she throws her shoes back in and they are going to go hunt. And Edward's like, okay, come this way. We got to jump over some water. And she's like, how about you go first? I don't know how to jump.
It's 50 yards wide.
Yeah.
Which is a lot, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I can jump 50 yards, so.
I don't know if I can jump 5 yards.
Exactly.
Can I jump 1 yard? It's three feet.
I'm sure you can jump 1 yard.
You have a lot of faith in me.
I'm sure you can.
I don't think so. Couldn't be me.
Okay. Well, when you become a vampire, I'm sure you can jump 1 yard.
Yeah.
New superpower.
Imagine I turn into a vampire and I can only jump 1 yard. And I'm treating it like this fucking giant accomplishment.
Bella rips her dress. She takes her first step and it rips open on one side and she's like, this goddamn dress. So she purposely rips the other side into a slit so she can move better.
Yeah, she makes it. She rips the dress on one side all the way open to the side of her thigh and then fixes the other side to match. And let me just tell you, this is the first time I've ever found Bella hot.
Right?
I was like, okay, she's ripping up her clothes.
Let's
say
go.
Let me in there. I could riz her up.
She also hears Jacob laughing from the house, which brings complicated feelings of like, oh, I didn't picture reunion with him so soon. Why is he here?
Why is he still here?
Yeah.
Literally. The question we're all asking ourselves.
We all want to answer to. Yeah, we do. And then in a quote, 84th of a second, she
annoying
jumps over the water. It's, I get that it's, she's fast, okay? The numbers just aren't doing it for me. An 84th of a second doesn't mean anything to me, you know?
How does she know it's an 84th of a second?
Right, like.
Does she have a fucking stopwatch?
Maybe she does. I don't know.
Is she timing herself?
It just, there's more literary ways to describe time moving very slow or someone doing something very quickly, and this is not it for me.
It's not it for me either.
Yeah. So yeah, she does a sick double jump.
I don't know, literally. Well, it's annoying because we get the sense that she's doing it very quickly. And there are some hints that she's doing it quickly. And we don't need to have the additional, it was like an 84th of a second. That's so stupid. And you just fucking know that Stephanie is just pulling random numbers out of the air.
Yeah, obviously.
She's not thinking of this logically in any sense.
No, she's just like, that sounds really fast. Perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah, she doubles the length of Edward's jump and catches herself on some tree branches to do a sick landing. And she's like, was that good? And he's like, yep, pretty good. And she's like, great, let's jump some more. And he's like, girl, I thought we were hunting. Like, your ADD is out of control.
Yeah, she is all over the place. Just because she's taking in so much at the same time and there's so much new that she's learning and she's thirsty, but she's also seeing everything and smelling everything and figuring out her new strength. She just cannot focus on one thing.
It's very
Which
fun.
Is so valid. I don't think I'd be able to either.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, holy shit, I just jumped so far. Want to see me do it again? I'll do a little flip. Should I do a flip?
Yeah, like, let me do a backflip really quick. I want to see in the movie Bella do a backflip.
Yeah, let's watch.
Please.
Yeah, so they're going to go hunt some elk because it's supposed to be easy for her first time. And she's like, easy? Why are you going easy on me?
Yeah. I know. He says, oh, we tried something easy for the first time. And he just trails off as she seems annoyed. Yeah. But she's like, whatever, I'm thirsty. I want to
whatever's around, let's just go.
Yeah.
And so he does like a cute little like close your eyes moment. And he's like, focus on what you hear around you and you can track them down. And there's like a big paragraph about how she can hear everything around her. You know, wind blowing through trees and movements and there's a heartbeat somewhere. And she hears even ants going up a tree, which is insane.
It is really specific. I didn't realize it was that specific unless you focused on it, I guess.
Yeah, like I guess the point is that she is trying to focus on anything she can hear, but that is not even like I can hear a heartbeat, you know? Like if I put my ear up to something with a heart, I can hear it beat. I can't hear ants walking, no matter how close I get to them, you know?
Right, right. Like, I could have my ear in their anthill, and I would not be able to hear it.
Right? I just, like, I don't know. If that's what their life is like, can you imagine they're, like, trying to have sex, and she's like, hang on, I'm sorry, the ants outside are being crazy loud right now. They're, like so building an anthill right now, and it's distracting me like crazy.
That woodpecker outside
sounds
like it is drilling into my skull.
Like, I don't know, man. I just, the ant part just, Oh, like, actually, sorry, I can't focus on what you're saying. There's like some worms squirming around. They're like all over the pavement trying to get stepped on. It just rained, I know. So like, it's all I can hear right now. It's the worms.
oh, I just heard a worm get stepped on. That's crazy.
Oh, and now there's only 700 worms outside. It was 701 before. I see.
Yeah, that one died. Okay. Literally.
I mean, maybe that's one way to pass the time when you can't sleep. Like, yeah, let me count the worms.
Let me count the worms outside.
Would you still love me if I was a worm? No, bitch. They're so loud.
They're the loudest thing in this fucking forest. So anyway, she tracks down.
Yeah.
And she smells them too.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of different smells of what all the things smell like. And the really clean smell of water, which is extremely unappealing to her now.
Yeah.
Even though she's thirsty.
Yeah.
So it's clear that she's thirsty for something else.
The opposite of what we would consider a very refreshing smell to look forward to. And she's right. Like, ew, gross.
Like, when I heard the clean smell of water, I was like, ooh, yeah, that's nice.
Love it.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. And then it's funny because she smells a tangy, like, other wet smell that sort of gets her thirst going a little bit. But she's like, ugh, honestly, it smells almost as bad as the water. Kind of gross. And Edward's just like, yeah, it takes some getting used to.
It's not as good, but you'll get used to it.
It's like
there's five of them.
Only on tofu, as he says in the movie, which
no,
most people find
tofu.
Actually good. You know?
Yeah, so silly.
Yeah, it
then
smells so nasty.
She decides to start hunting them, and she gets very close to them, and then all of a sudden the wind shifts, and she smells a human scent from the south and just fucking books it.
Oh, and at the same time, she thinks that, like, Edward is chasing her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, oh, there's someone hunting me down. I better defend my hunt from whatever's behind me. And she snarls at him.
It's so funny because she snarls at him. And then she's so embarrassed about snarling at him that she snaps out of this bloodthirsty hunt.
Yeah.
That is supposed to be impossible to snap out of.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, what did I just do? And then.
She's like, oh, that's so cringe.
Yeah. Literally, she's like, that was the most cringe thing I've ever done.
Literally.
She holds her breath and says, I have to get away from here with like the last of her breath, and starts booking it north instead.
Right.
And
she just sprints away.
Yeah, she's just like, oh shit, human blood. I gotta go. She doesn't even think about what it was that she smelled or what the smell was. She just has to focus on keep going north and don't stop.
Right.
And even she's like, oh no, something is following me. Normally I would breathe in to get the scent to, you know, reassure myself, oh, it's Edward, I can smell him, which she's already very vampiric in her weird, you know, predator
I know, she's like
that.
Automatically adjusting to things very
exactly.
quickly.
But she doesn't breathe in because she doesn't want to risk smelling human blood again. And mm-hmm. she runs for a while, and then eventually she just like abruptly stops because she's like thinking about how Edward catches up with her really quickly.
Yep.
And she's like, hang on, you let me fucking win. And he's like, what is going on? Like, how did you turn around? What is happening right now? She's like, you let me win before, right?
She's like, we were running earlier and you let me beat you. That's not fair. I want it to be fair. And he's like, I am just trying to make sure. I'm so flabbergasted by the fact that you didn't kill a person.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's amazing. Yeah, he's like, you should not have been able to decide to stop hunting is the thing. Like, it's one thing if you're like not in the hunt and maybe you catch a whiff and you're like, okay, like gotta go the other way. But she was mid hunting predator all in. Let's
right.
get this blood. And then she's like, oh shit, I gotta go.
Never mind. Yeah. Which is wild that she's able to do that.
Yeah. Boring is what I say. It's boring that she's able to do that.
I agree. I agree that in this case, it's very boring.
Like, I don't need her to have killed a human for it to be interesting. I just think it would have been more exciting if Edward had to bodily stop her and, like, tackle her.
Right.
And they fight each other all vampire-like. That would have been
And then they kiss.
And they roll around on the ground and they have sex in the woods.
Yeah. Angry sex.
Exactly.
In the woods.
Yes.
I see. Yeah, I see your point. I personally don't super mind it, other than the, oh, she's not like other girls sort of vibe to the entire thing. But other than that, I'm like, whatever. Less dumb shit for me to read, I guess, is how I felt about it at the time. But I just really wanted them to get the hunt over with at this point, because I wanted to see the whole Renesmee situation.
Yeah.
So that was more of where my brain was. So
that's just how I feel every time I read this part of the book, and like thinking about the series as a whole, I'm always like, I'm so mad that she's just like, oh, I'm not like other girls either. I'm a vampire that can stop and not hurt people because I'm special. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can we just have had like a real close call, like a real one where Edward had to like fully be like, oh shit, she's gonna snap. Let me stop this. And no.
Well, she does have one later.
Well, that's true.
It's just not what we think it is.
Yeah.
It's not what we think it's gonna be.
You know what? You make a good point.
Thank you. Okay. So he starts laughing because she's like, I don't know what else I could have done than run away. What if it was someone I knew? And he just starts laughing and she gets so pissed. She's like, why are you laughing at me? And he like stops instantly. She's like, oh yeah, I'm probably scary right now.
That is so real though.
It's so real. When you're mad about something or upset and someone just starts laughing, yeah, you're like, shut the fuck up.
Don't laugh at me.
It's so funny.
Yeah. And then, she's like, okay, like, let's just get some hunting over with. Where are we at? What's going on? They find elk again, but the tastier smell of a carnivore has approached. And she's like, oh, fuck yeah, that smells way better. Let's fucking go. And she finds...
Well, before that...
Oh, okay, yes.
Before that, she has a moment of Bella being horny.
Yes, Bella's horny again.
I'm obsessed with how horny Bella is as a vampire.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's so funny. And yeah, she's like, I thought I wouldn't feel this way for a long time, but I still want you.
Yeah.
She's like rizzing him up, and he's like, are you not fucking thirsty?
And then she's like, God damn it, why'd you remind me that I'm thirsty? Because now I'm
like,
thinking
about
it again.
Like, we were going to bang, but now I need to drink.
Yeah. He's like,
so funny.
Yeah, she's like, what? I wasn't thinking about it before. I was thinking about wanting that dick. Like, stop.
Literally, it wouldn't even feel cold anymore.
Yeah, well, maybe she misses that. I guess they can always simulate it with something, ice again.
They probably could.
Yeah. So yeah, well, they find Eddie's favorite snack, a mountain lion.
Yeah,
she absolutely tears into the thing. She says the claws feel like almost like gentle caresses across her body. Like they don't do anything. This mountain lion does not stand a chance against her, and she drinks it dry, and she's like disgusted as she pushes it away, and she's like, I'm still fucking thirsty, bro. Like, I'm
right.
This is disgusting. I just
this
drank
even
a whole
taste
lion.
That good, and I'm still thirsty, and I drink this entire mountain lion. What the fuck?
And, her dress is all ripped to shreds because
Bro.
The claws may not work on her skin, but that was just regular old silk, baby.
I cannot believe they didn't bang at this point.
I know.
The fact that they don't fuck in this chapter is crazy to me personally.
It's insane. And even Edward's just like looking at her like, yeah, looking pretty good this way. I like what you've done.
He's like, it made me nervous to watch you wrestle with a lion, and I have to like remember now that you are fine to do that. And then he like pauses for a second and he's like, I like the improvements to your dress though.
Top Bella hottest moments: ripping her dress, then getting it shredded by a mountain lion.
Yeah, while feeling in no danger herself.
Very good.
She's just like, okay, cry about it, lion, and also die about it.
They do hunt some more deer after, just to get her all the way fill up of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
She actually watches Edward take one down because she's like, I don't get it. His white shirt's perfectly clean after. Like, there's not a scratch on him. How he doing this?
Yeah, and watching him makes her horny again.
I know. So valid.
Queen. Endless horn dog behavior.
Never more relatable in her whole life.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I also feel that way when I look at Robert Pattinson.
You know, you will not feel that way when you hear his voice in The Boy and the Heron. English dub.
I'm so excited.
I've never felt more the opposite of horny about Robert Pattinson, but like,
I can't that's affectionate wait to come back from the movie theater and tell you that I was still attracted to him.
Oh no.
Like, I cannot wait.
It's so cursed, bro.
I can't wait. It's gonna be great.
Cursed affectionate. I love what he's doing with his
yeah
life.
Second best role after Twilight.
Correct. Third is
before anything else he's done.
Yeah, and third is Batman.
Right. Exactly. What else has he done? Only those three things, right?
Yeah, I think nothing else.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. The other part that I liked is she's like, I don't feel like the thirst is completely like gone. Like it's still there if I like think about it. But it's like mostly sated. And she's like, plus I feel like the sloshy feeling in my belly whenever I'm like moving around. And I'm like, when I drink too much water because it's 3 a.m. and I wake up like dying of thirst.
Thirsty as hell.
And you're just like. Psh,
psh, and then you psh, go back to sleep feeling sloshy. And then you wake up at 6 a.m. and you need to pee so bad. It feels like your bladder's going to explode.
Yeah.
Ever get that relatable feeling?
Super relatable.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, she wants to see Renesmee, but then they start making out sloppy style because she got horny again.
They really do. They really do. Sloppy style was the best way you could have described
yeah.
that. They be making out sloppy style.
They really do. And like, Edward's not being gentle with her anymore. He's just like, let me grab you.
Finally.
And she knocks him to the ground. They should have fucked right there.
I know. That's literally what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Bella She's like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm slightly better than okay. But then he's a fucking idiot and goes like, Renesmee? And she's like, fine.
It's just
Why
like
does
when
he
he's
not
like,
want to fuck.
I know. He's like, are you hungry? And she's like, ugh, fine. But don't you want to see your daughter? Ugh, fine. Like,
I feel that this is literally just Stephenie Meyer not wanting to have to do another fade to black. I am convinced that in character, they would be banging.
No, I think that compels me because she's not about this being like a horny book series. It's supposed to be about how much they love each other and a true love story and soulmates. So, yeah.
I don't care. True soulmates, fuck.
I agree. We've seen that. Throne of Glass. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello? Remember when they fucked on the beach?
Baby fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes me annoyed. It's just there. And the thing is, all of the hesitation that would make Edward not want to is gone.
Yeah. There's no reason.
Hesitations are he can't control himself. She's fragile. And then she's thirsty.
Yeah.
Or like she's human, blah, blah, blah. They
yeah,
can
now
do.
What?
And they're married.
Yeah.
So the moral thing is out of the way, too.
So now what, bro? Now what?
So now, just fuck your wife in the woods. Don't be a coward.
This is a message to everyone listening.
Seriously. Fuck your wife in the woods. Stop being a coward. On God. Like, it's so annoying. Just do it. Do it for Edward.
I need a clip of you saying, fuck your wife in the woods.
Please. For me, if anything.
Yeah.
Pour one out for me.
Literally.
Anyway, they decide to go back, and that's the end of the chapter.
Also, so Bella stupid. Has, like, a sappy moment where she's like, I can't believe how much I love him. It feels even more intense than before. Maybe my little vampire power is that I'm just going to love him more than anyone else has ever loved someone. And I'm like,
I know.
That's cute, but also remember how Edward can't read your mind? Like, does that not occur to you? And Aro can't read your mind? Like...
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about that being your power, maybe?
No, it's just that she loves Edward so much.
She loves him so much.
Anyway, she picks to go see her dumb baby, and I'm like, throw it out the window for real.
On God. I was literally just talking today about if I was pregnant, I would yeet that baby into the sun. Like, literally. Okay, because I found out that one of my friends is pregnant. And she just found out, like, on her birthday. And She's keeping it. She and her boyfriend are keeping it. I know. But it's like, she's like my age.
No.
I know.
Like,
and I'm happy for her, and she's very happy. She's nervous, but she's really excited, and like, she thinks it's gonna be good and all this stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, oh, if I was pregnant right now, I would throw it into the solar system.
Like, this is so funny. I was just with my friends on the weekend yesterday, and we were talking about like wanting kids or not. And like, me and my one friend were both just like, every time someone's like, I'm expecting a baby, we both have to like restrain our inner like, oh no, like what's gonna like, happen? Oh, and gross. Be like, oh, that's a good thing for you, right? Congrats.
Congrats, I guess. I am very happy for my friend. I'm so excited to meet her baby. I love babies. But I'm also like, yikes, like your youth is over, bro.
Yeah, you're actually, that's literally the end. Like for like, in all honesty, not in a hating children, looking down on mother's way, you do have to give up your life in order to raise a child.
Yeah, there's like in so a major more. Way. Yeah, could not be me.
You do have to be largely selfless for a long period of your life. And put that person
I'm the most
above
selfish
you.
Person I know. I'm never having kids. Like,
so it's not like, oh, your youth is over. Like, good luck, queen. You're never going to have a life again. It's like, no, you do. You are giving up a significant portion of your life.
Yeah. Your life doesn't just belong to you anymore. You have to care for a literal fucking baby.
It is a serious commitment and a serious decision. And for people who choose that, much respect to you.
Yeah. More power to you. It couldn't be me, but yeah. More power to you.
You know, I have good parents. They gave up their lives to help raise me and my sister, and I'm happy for that. They were the right people to have kids, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those people.
I think both of our parents had kids when they were older.
They did, yeah. That
which,
helps.
I mean, of course, you can be younger and have kids and have it be great. I feel that my parents are better parents because they waited so long.
Yeah, it's just that
they had so much more of a life to themselves.
They had life experience, and yeah.
They learned, they grew, they had a lot of time where they could just care about themselves and each other, and they married pretty young. Like, it's like for my parents, it's not like they just got married late and then had kids late. They were married like pretty much a couple years out of college, and then they didn't have kids for like 10 years, and they were happy and all that good stuff, and then they had kids, and then they were great parents. They still are. So. Yeah. That's not to say, obviously, that young parents can't be good parents, but there's something to be said about taking that time for yourself, and if you want to be a parent, doing it later in life.
Like, yeah, it's about, I think, being able to make sure that that's what you really want and not just because it's what's expected.
Exactly.
Which I think is
anyway,
huge.
But my friend's really excited, and I'm very excited for her, and
no,
I am, like, freaking out, like, I'm going to see her be pregnant and shit. Like, it's weird.
That's
She's going to have a baby bump and all this crazy stuff. Like, oh, my God. She's a bartender. She's just, like, a girl who I hang out with, and, like, we drink together, and now she can't drink.
And no! I'm like,
that's crazy. Anyway.
No,
but
that is
anyway,
crazy.
Chapter 22.
Promised.
Fuck this chapter. Well, I love this chapter. Fuck Jacob in this chapter. I am mad at everybody except for Bella and Edward is my conclusion.
You know what? You're right for that.
Thank you. All right. So they go back towards their house and Bella's asking Edward about her. And he says that they're like an even divide between the two of them. And she's like nothing else in the world.
It's very
And there's
cute.
Also this love. Yeah, and he talks about this, like, religious devotion almost there when he talks about her.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, this whole chapter, I will say, like, literally directly after saying how I would yeet my child into the sun, like, I got so emotional during a lot of this chapter about, like motherhood and, like, fatherhood and how, like, precious it is.
It is.
And how precious to see your children and, like the way you like, nothing in the world is like the life that you grew inside you. Yeah.
And no, I like, feel that. I think it's very, very powerful. And I think it's actually written very well. This awe
I
that,
agree.
Like, Edward has over her. Because the thing is, too, I do love to see, like, a father who's that devoted to, like, his child. I think that's really important and good to see. And he's like, I'm obsessed with her, you know?
Yeah. He's like, she looks like you and like me and all the things she does. Like, she has eyes exactly like yours and they're beautiful. And it's just like, oh, my God, it's so cute. It's just so cute.
And she sleeps. She sleeps in people's arms and she's got a little
heartbeat. Through the night?
Yeah.
Even though she's like a baby?
A little baby. She does she drink doesn't, blood.
She likes, yeah, she doesn't like baby formula.
Yeah.
And she's shockingly intelligent, which we don't really know what that means until later. And hey, this is something that I had no inkling of, by the way, this reveal.
Ah, yeah, I know.
Of the baby having powers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. Anyway, she doesn't speak yet.
Yeah, but she can communicate.
And she's like, what do you mean? And Edward's like, it's hard to explain. Just like, we'll go see.
She like reverse arrows, you know?
Yeah, really. She really does.
Because so, it's by touch as well. But so Jacob is
Bella
here.
Bella asks why Jacob is still there. And I'm like, such a good fucking question. And Edward's like, I told Jacob I wouldn't tell you. So whatever. Okay, I have a question for you. If you were in this situation, would you tell your partner? I would tell my partner.
Yeah. I have to give warning ahead of time.
100%
tell them. 100%. Like, before you go into the situation, let me explain what's going on ahead of time.
Listen, my secrets are not my secrets if I'm like, I don't know, like my secrets are my partner's secrets, if that makes sense, especially if they're to do with my partner.
And our child.
Like, it's one thing, and our child. It's one thing to just be like, oh, you told me a secret about your life. It doesn't have any impact on my family. I'm just not going to tell them, whatever. Versus, I'm telling you a secret about my life that relates to your daughter and how I'm going to try to marry her when she's older. Oh, it's so weird. Anyway, I totally would have told Bella.
Yeah.
Bella Pookie, I could treat you better.
And Edward's like pissed off through his whole like, yes, Jacob is here. I promised I wouldn't tell you.
I know, he's so annoyingly moral.
He's like, I'm pretty sure that you will feel the same as me, but let's fucking go.
Yeah. So they go back and she jumps over the river in a very dramatic way. And she's very excited about it because she beats Edward over the river.
Yeah.
And then as she's landing, she hears Jacob and then also Seth and Leah.
My squad.
The girlies and Jacob.
Seth and Leah are the girlies.
Yeah, correct.
No, you're right.
Thank you. Jacob's the weird friend they brought.
I mean, he is a freak. Let's be real.
He is.
He's a fucking freak.
He's in love with a baby. Oh, God. Okay.
It's so weird.
So Jacob essentially offers to see how Bella does with her first before Renesmee.
Yep.
Which is relatively reasonable. Sure, why not?
Because he's like, although I have blood. I don't want you to like feel bloodlust and try to kill me.
Right. For sure. And Bella's honestly very fine with him. It's great because she, wait, where is it? I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where it is, but essentially she stops and she smells him and sees if anything happens. Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, they're right. You fucking stink. Smell. It's so funny.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things. She's just like, oh my God, you really smell awful. Like,
yeah, like you are horrible. The mountain lion smells so much better than you.
Yeah. I think the other funny thing about this, even the way you described it, of like she stops to like give a smell cautiously. It feels mm-hmm. so much like a cat, like, trying to feel you out for the first time. And it's
totally.
It's going to stop from a distance first, maybe sniff the air, get a little closer, get another little sniff in. Maybe it'll back up. Maybe it'll let, like, it's just.
Right. He also calls her a freak show and then says her eyes are super creepy, but not as bad as he thought. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much for the compliment.
Yeah, yeah. That feels really nice. Which is so
funny. And she's like, gee, thanks, Jacob. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Which is also how I feel.
Yeah. And then
he goes, I guess I'll get used to the mm-hmm. eyes soon enough. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, how long are you staying? Like, you can just, I thought, like, what, are you going to leave? I thought
we were just like not, yeah.
I thought it was going to be done. And then again, Jacob's just like, let's get the, like, I'll explain later, but let's get the show on the road, basically. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, then, yeah.
It's she just, tells him he smells.
Yeah. And now they're like, let's get to the secret. And again, Emmett is laughing in the fucking background.
Such an icon. He's such an icon. Oh, my God. He's so me.
He's just here for the entertainment. Like, he's just like, this is so funny to me. Like, this doesn't affect me
in any
way.
Bro has popcorn.
Yeah, he does. He cannot eat the popcorn, but he made it for the vibes.
He made the popcorn, like, for the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Of, like, sitting in a chair and eating popcorn.
He's putting it in his mouth and chewing it and then spitting it out into globs on the floor.
Right. Right, right. Okay, I was going to say he had a bucket, but that's disgusting, I guess.
Well, I guess I pictured him sitting, like, outside. So I meant, like, floors, like the grass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see it.
He's just spinning out on fucking Esme's tiled kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's disgusting. Yeah. So anyway, she.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This sparks my annoyance. This procession into this next part of the chapter.
Yeah.
Really pisses me off. Okay. So Bella wants to see her daughter.
Yes.
She wants to go in and see it. And then comes probably like 5 to 10 pages of the most fucking annoying
back and forth
stalling.
Yeah.
To get Bella to see her fucking kid.
Yeah. It's to make the chapter longer.
It really is. I find it so frustrating that all of these characters don't want Bella to see her own fucking child. And I think it's like, on the other hand, I'm also really annoyed that Bella doesn't just yell, that's my kid. Let me see her. Like, yeah. I get that she is, you know, she's different. They're not sure if she's going to harm the kid. But, like, give her some credit. Alice can see what's coming before Bella does anything. That's literally what Alice says. Like, she steps forward for 1 second towards her daughter.
Yeah.
And everyone freaks out. And Alice is like, she's fine. Like, why are you freaking out that she wants to step towards her daughter?
Yeah. It
makes me so angry.
And, I mean, the thing that makes me the most angry is that it's largely Jacob who's getting very mm-hmm. defensive, because he hasn't, his fucking wolfy claim has no fucking say in the fact that this is Bella's daughter, who she died
she should have fucking to left birth the her room. Right.
And it's just like yeah.
go away.
Yeah, because like, yeah, it's like, don't, you know, we'll take care of you, don't worry, we would never risk her, she'll be safe, you'll be fine. And it's Jacob who's like, are you sure, bloodsucker? We should wait. And it's like, who do you think you are?
You're literally not a part of this family. Fuck off.
It's it pisses me off so much. Yeah. And obviously they're like, no, like, let's just go ahead. Edward, though, like, he does, like, stand up for her. You know,
yeah, like, he's like, Bella needs to see our daughter, get out of the way.
Yeah, so good for
Thank
him.
Thank God.
We're back on team Bella and Edward as a couple again. Mm-hmm. Good job. And in a smiling line of faces, Rosalie is standing there, and someone very small is in Rosalie's arms, and
it's a baby.
Is a baby, but
like. Older. Months old baby.
Yeah, weeks if not months. And yeah, mm-hmm. that's when Bella's like, I was only out for 2 days. And it's actually a little bit sad because the wording used is the stranger child in Rosalie's arms. Because
I know. It's like she doesn't even recognize her own baby.
Well, yeah, because A, she only has her like very foggy, blacked out, hazy human memories of a baby mm-hmm. that she saw for 1 second while drugged out on morphine and dying.
And dying, yeah.
And now it's a baby that has progressively aged this fast that she no longer can even compare with her blurry human brief memory. So it's right. just like, I just feel like sad for her in this moment. I know. And everyone's trying to protect her from Bella and
I
being like, don't let her
sad
see her.
For both of them yeah. through this entire rest of this chapter, because Renesmee's eyes lock on Bella and just yeah. stay looking at her, and she's reaching out for her.
I know.
And Bella tries to walk towards her and everyone stops her. Even though Bella feels completely in control, yeah. they're doing it really, really slowly.
Yeah.
And because it's taking so long, Renesmee starts crying.
I know.
Because she just wants to hold her mom.
It's
she knows,
so
she recognizes
sad.
That that's her mom, and she wants to be with her.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's so upsetting. It's so sad. I know I'm jumping forward a little bit, but.
I mean,
this whole fucking
the whole thing is just them being like, no, stop. Okay, you can come closer. Wait, no. Like,
right. And Carlisle being like, what? She can control herself? Blah, yeah. blah, blah.
Yeah. We all saw it happen. It's fine.
Right. It's fine. And then, yeah, they explain that she held her breath and ran away. And she finally is like, please let me see my baby. And the baby starts crying and everyone freaks out. And everyone's swarming around her except for Bella. Like, yep. they don't let Bella any closer, but everyone converges on her. And it's clearly not what the baby wants.
I know.
You are just overwhelming her when she just wants to see her mom.
It's
frustrating. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
This makes me so angry. And finally, Rosalie has a moment of clarity where she goes, see, she just wants to see Bella.
Yeah.
Because Rosalie gives Renesmee to Jacob.
Yep.
And Renesmee is like, hi, Jacob. But she's still pushing away to get to Bella.
Yeah. It's very cute.
And Edward's like, she's been waiting for you for almost 3 days.
Yeah.
It's and they so finally cute. Get to just touch each other.
I know. It's like we've been saying throw that baby out the window, but then in the span of a few pages, we're like,
I know.
Let her hold that baby.
I just love it. It's so great that it clicks. She's no longer the stranger baby. She's no longer worried about hurting her. And she's not worried. She's not at all even thinking about the idea of being not under control.
Yeah.
She's just, something clicked into place. Suddenly she was absolutely real. And of course I knew her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and she smiles at her and it's just so lovely and it's just so cute.
The horror is back where Renesmee does use her special little half vampire superpower to touch Bella and show her only memory of her own mother.
Yeah. Which is Bella as a human.
Covered in blood and sweat
and
dying.
And dying.
Yeah. And that's what she's been probably showing to everyone else as she goes, like, where's mama? You know? Like,
yeah,
where did my mama go?
It's not only she's covered in sweat and dying, she has these deep circles in her eyes, but on top of it all, in this almost horrific way, is this adoring smile.
Yeah.
And her eyes are glowing in adoration about looking at her daughter for this like last moment of her life. And that is a terrifying fucking image to share to everyone. But it's also like, I recognize you. I know what you did for me. I love you so much. You are my mom. I only want to be with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
Well, it's interesting because obviously we can recognize now that she has this advanced intelligence, which does make sense more for Edward being like, I can hear her thoughts. Mm-hmm. She's happy, like, you know, or it's
yeah.
thoughts. They were still calling him a he at that point. But it makes sense because she has an awareness of, like, you know, you birthed me and kept me safe and whole and fed me and, you know, nourished me in your body all this time. And all I want is to be with you, like, you know, for all that you've done to like bring me here. I love you.
Yeah.
Which is a lot, you know, to behold from your supposedly newborn daughter.
Right. And Carlisle mentions that Renesmee is able to do the opposite sort of what Edward can, and we would argue what Aro can.
Yeah.
Which is project her own memories into other people's heads. And she's so cute. And I love this. I love this. So they're talking about like what the speculation could be of what she can do and the extent of her powers. And Bella just lets it fade away. And she's not even fully holding Renesmee. Jacob is just stretching her out to her, which makes me really angry, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
But Bella remembers this moment of when she was almost dead and she was like, there's nothing to hold on to. And then the thought of her daughter pulls her back with this like new strength.
Yeah.
And Bella just says, I remember you too, to her daughter, and just kisses her on her forehead and just recognizes her and says, I'd been right all along. She was worth the fight.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I'm in tears. I was
so
tearing
sweet.
Up during this.
It's so absolutely, like, perfect in this. Like, listen, if there's one thing a Mormon can do, it's write about the beautiful, beloved, like, energy between a mother and child. Like, you know, like, of course you
no,
can
literally.
Do that. I believe it. I understand that you have had kids and this is what it feels like. I believe it.
Yeah, it's so wonderful and emotional and like beautiful. And then Jacob fucking ruins it.
As he always does.
Why is he still here? I hate this guy.
I mean, even Bella's like, what is your problem, Jacob?
Yeah, so she's having this heartwarming reunion with her daughter. And Jacob just goes, haven't we experimented enough for one day? Bella's doing great, but let's not push it.
And wants
and
to fucking...
Bella just...
Yeah.
And wants to take her child away from her again.
Again. She just got her. She just got her. And
so she goes, what is your problem? She tries to tug lightly against his hold, but he just steps closer and refuses to let go of her.
Yeah. And it's the way that Bella like notices how no matter what, he keeps like holding on to her and gazing at her like she's the most important. What is it? Seeing the sun for the first time. And she's just like, no.
Yeah. She has this moment where she's like, what could have possibly happened that would make him soften so much to this baby that he fucking despised
and let
and called
six
a creature
other
and a
vampires
monster.
Surround him as he like insists on holding on to her so tightly, and she's just like, no.
Yeah, she freaks the fuck out, understandably, but she has she feels it. She said, I feel it coming, the snap that they'd all been waiting for, and she just goes, Rose,
take
Renesmee. Edward, please let go of me and go stand in front of our daughter. And as soon as all of that happens,
she
leans
off
into her hunting crouch and goes the fuck after Jacob. Oh, my God. And it's what we've all wanted her to do.
Yeah, fucking finally. The one line that is so, I've held her all of one time and already you think you have some moronic wolfy claim to her. She's mine. And he's like, I can share.
Yeah. And she also goes, you stupid mutt. How could you? My baby.
And she's like essentially like stalking, like forcing him all like out of the house towards the trees, like as she like moves in on him. And he's just like backing up like, I didn't mean to. It was an accident. I'm sorry. I can share. He's like, can I explain, please? And she's like, why should I fucking care? Why should I care? This is like her one beautiful miracle to have with her and Edward. And she made it through and she's a vampire now. And Jacob, why do you have to have this one thing from
right.
my life?
And it is the thing that Jacob was the most disgusted by the entire time and constantly pushing against. And he didn't like the relationship. He didn't like them having the kid. He didn't like them getting married. He didn't like her turning into a vampire. And she finally has things going right, and she's able to see her baby. And this is the one beautiful thing that she has from it. And he is taking it. And not only, not even just being like, she's going to grow up and we're going to get married, being like, I don't want you to touch your own daughter because I want to hold her, because I, for some reason, think I have a better claim on her and what her safety means.
Literally.
Fuck
it's,
you.
It's that Fuck entitlement. Off. It's that entitlement of, oh, but I care about her safety even more than you, so I'm going to take her away from you to make sure that you don't do anything bad. The mother.
So that I can groom her and then marry her. Fuck you. Seriously, fuck you. Literally. Oh, I'm so angry. I've never been this angry at this book series.
He also
in like a way
even...
that like is plot relevant.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, not just like a, wow, the writing's bad, but like this is in the plot and I'm pissed at the character for his actions in the plot of the story.
And Cameron is livid.
Yeah. And he didn't even want to imprint. Like, before all this happened, he's like, imprinting is so weird. It, like, controls your mind. It changes you. And I hate that. Like, it's unnatural. And now he's like, so I'm into imprinting. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I have a claim over your daughter. I'm going to be part of your little vampire family. And
right. He's like, you said we belong in each other's lives. So this is how it's going to do, how we're going to do it. And she's like, you think you'll be part of my family
as my son-in-law?
Like, are you insane?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He is.
And Emmett's
insane.
Still laughing, which
Emmett's,
is great.
Yeah, Emmett has gone through multiple bags of popcorn of chewing it and spitting it onto
Emmett,
the ground.
Someone owes Emmett money
for the
as well.
Yes, yeah.
For her snapping on Jacob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
Another very key point in characterizations of Emmett and Jasper in all fan fiction is that in the background of any fan fiction, they will always have had some bet going on that they owe each other money for. It's in everything.
That's hilarious. I love the things that fandoms pick up.
I know,
from,
right?
Like, the little tiny things that fandoms just, like, hold on to so desperately.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I love
like,
it.
Is this any plot point whatsoever? No. But in everything, no matter what the story is, they're making bets and they're owing money to each other.
Great. Incredible.
Yeah, and everyone's, like, also marveling that she hasn't actually, like, attacked him yet. Like, they're like, wow,
right.
She hasn't gone for the throat at all. Like, look at her, like, strength and holding back. Meanwhile, she's like, I'm going in on him. I'm yelling at him like crazy. And they're like,
wow, impressive.
I think this
is very, it shows how passive Bella is. And not just passive, but, like,
against violence?
Pacifist.
Yeah.
Pacifistic.
Yeah.
She is where she just, even when she's livid, she doesn't immediately resort to violence.
Yeah.
She's yelling, but it takes her a long time to end up actually physically attacking him.
Yeah.
But she tells Jacob to run away while he still can. And he goes, come on, Bells. Nessie likes me too.
What?
And then
did you call her?
Bella freezes and says that. And Jacob goes, well, the name you came up with is kind of a mouthful. And then Bella says the best line in all of the book series, which is,
you nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster?
And she lunges for his throat and the chapter ends. No notes. Slade 8. Oh my god.
If there's one thing I'll say is that Bella has done nothing wrong. Ever since she woke up as a vampire,
she's just slayed.
She literally woke up and said, okay, slay. This is my life now. And has made no wrong decisions or wrong calls. Nothing
she's
but
great.
Love for my vampire queen.
On God. These chapters were so fun, and they really made me want to keep reading. Like,
yeah,
I was upset that I
rare.
Couldn't keep reading.
That's rare in these books, let me say.
Yeah, and I cannot wait to see what happens next.
I hate Jacob again. Like, I hate him again.
I hate him so much. He has, like, moments of redemption where I'm like, oh, Jacob, maybe you are finally turning around for good this time. And then 30 seconds later, he disappoints me over and over again.
No. Yeah.
He's the worst. And I will say that we kind of skipped over this, but this is a line that I do want to point out before we stop, is that he is like, how can you even look at it that way about her being like, you're going to be my son-in-law? He's like, she's just a baby for crying out loud. And Bella's like, that is literally my point.
Yeah.
That Jacob is not getting that. He's like, I don't think of her that way. And she's like, yet, like you, my whole point is that you have some claim on her. You think you have some claim on her from birth.
Yeah.
That you are going to carry on for all of her life until she is old enough for you to seek her out romantically.
Right. Like, Bella sees where this is going. He's like, she doesn't care that. No, not right
she's
now.
She's literally
like,
seen it with, what's his face?
Quill.
Quill.
Yeah. She's like, that obviously right now, freak. You don't feel, you know, romantic love. That's not the point. The point is, I know how this goes. She grows up. Then you're like, woohoo, my wife is available.
Right. And then what's she supposed to do? Like, she's not allowed to make her own decision? Fuck you. So yeah, I'm angry at Jacob again. Surprise, surprise.
He had...
Bella's slaying, Edward's slaying, all the vampires are slaying. Jacob sucks.
Yeah. And you know, he had a chance to actually make it a very easy transition, honestly, because she already did, prior to this, want him still in her life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it made her sad that he would, you know, she would lose his friendship because she became a vampire and this would be the end of it all. So he had the chance to be like, I have realized, like, the error of my ways. This thing happened that I didn't have any control over. I want to stay in your life and hers. And all I care about is making sure that she's happy. And if she is and you're happy, then this is like the best outcome for us all. Instead, he's like, don't hold your baby. I don't trust you.
She's mine.
Yeah.
I get this baby.
Yeah. I get this baby. It's not you.
So fucked. And I want to kill him. Smile.
Well, so does she. So we'll see what happens next.
It would be great if she did. That would be an awesome end to the chapter. Like, just the end of the book. Jacob fucking dies. Great. No notes.
The next chapter is called Memories, which tells us nothing.
Okay. The song from Cats. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, it's...
It is a song from Cats.
I know it is. Oh, trust me, I know.
Okay, good.
Liv likes to sing it all the time.
And I know, because me and Liv will sing it together sometimes.
Yeah, and I did see the horror that is the Cats 2019 movie. Do you want me to read some comments?
I would love you to read some comments.
So, on our last episode...
I'm so scared.
We asked, how many meats have you had?
What? We did?
Yeah, we did.
God, we are weird.
So I wish I could say I remember the context of that. I do remember typing that when I uploaded the episode.
Right.
I think we were, I don't know, we asked how many meets have you had, so.
Thank you to everyone who responded.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who responded. Emily McDonald says, thanks for making me literally LOL at work. I'm also an EJ, and I eat all the meats. Not really. I have extreme ED. This pod made its way onto my rap for a second year in a row. Thanks, bye.
What a crazy... That was like, I went through a lot of emotions.
So did I.
I hope you're doing okay.
Take care of yourself, EJ.
I hope you take care of yourself. I'm glad we're on your Spotify Wrapped. I hope you get to experience more meats in your life.
Yeah. From Maddie, 7 types. But I eat meat roughly 3 to 5 times a week, minus the 3 years I was vegetarian. So roughly 4,000 to 5,000 times. How many souls do you contain?
How many souls do I contain? Ooh, that's a good question.
Half.
Oh, only half of a soul?
Yeah, you're my other half.
Oh, okay. Well, I have that half. I would say there's a little German boy in me.
Yippee!
Yeah, the little yippy German boy. That is definitely in my brain and my heart. And then Toad is in there. And maybe like an old alcoholic grandpa.
Wow. That's a lot.
Thank you.
How do you
There's
deal with all those
on.
Those beings inside of you at once?
I say shush shush now. That's how I did it.
From Emily, Well, I'm a vegetarian, but I'm also a lesbian, so smirk face.
Slay!
From LOL. Three. No further comment.
That's great. That's great. What do you think the three are? Chicken, beef, and turkey?
Oh, I was going to say pork.
Oh, pork. Okay. What if they don't eat pork, though?
Then probably turkey.
What if their three is like crocodile, whale, and veal? That'd be great. Anybody else?
Oh, we have so many more.
Oh, God.
from John Bro. I'm a vegetarian. I thought she couldn't move because she was paralyzed because her back was broken.
When was that? When were we talking about that?
Oh, yeah. How Bella was burning, but she couldn't move the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, her back was broken, but it wasn't like
a... I thought it was fixed.
It got fixed, A, and B, it was like a lower back break. Like, she could still move her arms.
What's that Monty Python line? She turned me into a newt. I got better. Her back broke, but she got better.
She got better.
She's fine.
From Meg Harris, I've had crocodile, but only a tiny taste. So to say I did.
Nice.
From
I've had whale.
Oh, have you?
It's upsettingly really good.
Wow.
I've had whale jerky.
I guess they have a lot of fat on them.
I've had elk jerky is also pretty good too. And like, yeah, there were a few that I had when I was in Europe, and honestly, whale was the best. I'm never going to eat it really again. I wouldn't make it like a normal part of my diet. It's probably way too expensive and questionably, I mean, it depends on how they're sourcing it, but
yeah,
but it was really good.
I think my weirdest, which is not that weird, is I've had bison a few times.
Oh, nice. I've had veal.
I've had veal also.
I didn't really like it. Too gamey.
I like it. But yeah, I had bison burgers several times. I really like them. They're very rich.
Mm-hmm.
From Katrina. Type
of meal you take a nap after.
Yeah. Katrina Faust. Probably the weirdest meat I've had is bison. There you go.
Anyway,
can't wait for you to watch the last two movies. I love the scene where Vampire Bella wakes up. Also, Sexy Honeymoon Edward, his best era. Literally true. From Gwen
Literally true.
Here. First thing, this is the Victoria Feet thing.
Oh my God. Shout out to you, by the way.
Thank you. From Kate, lots. About last week's chat about Jay's connection with Bella, but not Edward. Women are born with all the eggs they'll ever have, but men are not born with all their sperm. Jacob was unknowingly waiting for a specific egg.
Ew. It's true. I guess he was.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
That unfortunately tracks scientifically.
From Madison, I finally binged through all of your episodes, only for this to be only for this to be your most recent Q&A to respond to. Yeah, we really did that to you. Anyway, meat lineup, and it's a series of emojis as I read these. So picture they're all emojis. Okay. Pig, chicken, sheep, cow, deer, turkey, fish, shrimp. Mm.
Yes.
R.I.P. Bella. I think this is the shrimp colors. crab, lobster, squid.
I liked the inclusion of the seafood because that's something I don't think of as much.
Yeah, I liked it too.
And squid is a good one. Squid is something that I don't think I've had. No, I've had squid ink, but squid meat.
No, I've never had squid. I've had eel. I just had eel yesterday, actually. No, it's so good. Yummy. It's really like...
Isn't it like on sushi?
I got like an eel on rice bowl. It's like barbecued eel.
Oh, yum.
It's, yum. It's really, really good. It's very tender. If you like... just fish in general, like it's mostly it's just fish with like a nice sauce on it.
My job has a squid ink pasta.
Oh yeah.
And then the sauce is like with shrimp. It's good. It's very good. Okay, more meats.
Yep. We got SJ Jorgensen 11, possibly more.
Oh, that's a lot. I love no, just like zero elaboration.
We asked, really do you like answered. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much. Is that everything?
Yeah, that's everything.
Thank you so much to everybody who responded. I love getting responses on our episodes. And Also, if you stayed to listen through all the responses and our dumb little replies to them, thank you as well.
Yeah.
You do not have to stay this long. We love it and we appreciate you guys a lot.
Yeah, we really
do. We have
a
question for this episode? Because that was like really effective last time.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I'm brainstorming.
Yeah.
What is your favorite bet that you've done?
Oh, that's
either
a good one.
Like you've won it or lost it. It doesn't matter. But like, what's your favorite one? It doesn't have to be like the most profitable or anything.
Just a favorite
like
bet
that
you've
funniest,
made.
Like what's the funniest? What has a good story? Like XYZ.
That's good.
Let us know. And we'll read it next time.
Mm-hmm. We also have to welcome Kelly Coyne as a member of our coven, as well as Chandler Sparks.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you very, very much. I guess that's going to be
Can you tell them about our master tiers?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I'm just checking.
I thought you were going to go, you join the ranks of our master tier vampire.
Yeah.
That's what you always say.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The girlies are fighting.
I'm sorry I didn't say things the way that you wanted me to say them.
You should be.
That's all that we needed to welcome to our new podcast.
Why do you
coven.
Sound so upset so... about it? Take it from the top. No, I'm kidding.
So anyway, thanks for subscribing to our Patreon and joining our Discord. If you want to join our Discord, please do sign up. It's fun there. And you join the ranks of our other master tier vampires, Dan, Thea, Emily, Steven, Dory, Cassidy, and now Chandler. Thank you so much. We're biting
you
on the neck.
Roll. We are, if you want us to.
Yep.
Yep.
And we're feeding you a mountain lion.
Yeah, I would never eat a mountain lion. One of my notes was, no, not the mountain lion.
Literally,
I was upset.
My note was, oh no, poor kitty.
Kitty cat, no.
I'll eat a bear.
I'd eat a bear. Sure, why not?
I would be
or like an elk.
I'd be like Emmett. Let me fight some grizzly bears, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. Just go into that thing naked.
Is that why we asked about what meats people have eaten?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody else can
remember.
Answer that also.
Well, thank you so much, guys. We'll see
you
next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Unbitten. If you want to get in contact with us,
follow us on Twitter at UnbittenPod or subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/UnbittenPod. And for now, the rest is still Unbitten.